This is LaSalle College Radio, 102.9 FM, WLAS. Today we have with us a member and founder of A Fragile Tomorrow, Dominic Kelly. Dom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
Awesome. So you guys are based out of Montgomery, New York. You've been together since 2003?
Yeah, we formed in Montgomery, New York, where we're all from, and we currently are based out of Charleston, South Carolina.
All right, excellent. You guys are a rock power band, and what kind of brought you guys together?
Three of us are brothers, so we kind of just started playing music together and when we were very young, and just kind of got bit by the music bug, and then eventually we were looking for a bass player and put an ad in the paper, and our bass player, Sean, responded, and he's been with the band for 9 years. And so, we just kind of, I think we've always been musical and always been interested in music, and I think early on we were listening to, you know, Beatles records and The Who and mm-hmm. Monkees and, bands like that, and really got influenced and inspired to, like, play music. So, and I think we're one of the earliest bands that we were kind of really influenced by was Hootie and the Blowfish. And mm-hmm. it was more of like a, you know, childhood thing, you know, growing up listening to them and, kind of wanting to just do what they did. And eventually we discovered artists like R.E.M. and right. Big Star and, Elvis Costello and bands like who were really, really influenced by. So, I think it started pretty young. We just all decided we wanted to play music, and eventually we just got to playing together and a band formed.
That's awesome. Was that your first career choice?
For me, I always wanted to be a doctor, actually. Mm-hmm. That was like my main thing. And, I was always really good at, math and science, and always excelled in school. So I wanted to be a doctor, but I just remember like waking up one day, like right at the start of high school, and realizing that music was like all I wanted to do, and really what I wanted to do with my life. So my brothers and I asked our parents to homeschool us, and they mm-hmm. we could start touring. So we got on the road when Sean and I were about 14, and started touring. And so I think I realized just by then that's what I wanted to do. But before that, it was a doctor. And, I went and got my master's in journalism just because it's something that I'm interested in. So I do have other interests outside of music. But, music is the one thing I'm really, like, truly passionate about.
Wow. That's definitely pretty different from doctor to musician. But, hey.
Yeah,
you know, you got to do what you love, man. That's how it works. Yeah. So, how long have you guys been touring for? Do you do a summer, fall, and spring tour, or do you just kind of stick to one season of the year? What do you guys usually do in that sense?
You know, it kind of varies. Like in 2013, it was just like all. I mean, I'd say it's usually like the whole year, kind mm-hmm. of like on and off, just maybe couple months at a time, not really seasonal. I mean, usually, you know, most people don't really tour a lot in the winter unless they're going like down south or someplace
right.
that's not, you know, full of snow or something.
Yeah,
we're not going up to Massachusetts in yep. January. We have done that. I wouldn't recommend it. But yeah, I mean, we kind of just sort of do it like throughout the year. And last year we didn't do much touring. We were working on a new record, and this year we'll be back on the road, and we'll go mm-hmm. back to Europe and go back
awesome.
Everywhere in the country.
So last year, your EP, I believe it pronounced Belkique Bay. Did I say that right?
Belgique.
Belkique, gotcha. And what were some of the challenges start creating that EP, and what did you really want to showcase while collaborating with your entire group, and what did you want to show your fan base as far as changing the way you, you chord certain songs in the past, or adding new musical influences or elements into that? What were some of the things that you did differently?
Yeah, well, that EP was actually like a live EP. We were on tour in Europe with Case Choice, and we decided to record one of the shows. It was a show in Brussels, Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
A really great venue, sold out show, like thousands of people. So we recorded it and came back, decided to, like, we didn't know what we were going to do with it, but we eventually decided we would like mix it on our own and just release it on our own it was an acoustic tour, so we did it as an EP. And I think our goal is just to kind of like showcase outside of us, because we're generally we're a rock band, but We kind of wanted to show that different side of us, that like a more stripped down side.
That's awesome. You guys have been doing great in that regard. Where are some of your favorite places that you like to tour?
I love Europe. My favorite place we've ever played, I'd say, is Amsterdam. Like, it was just a really great city to play in. And I love, we didn't play in Bruges, Belgium, but I loved visiting there. But I also love the West Coast. San Francisco is a really great city. We've played there a couple times. And I think that the West Coast, as far as the U.S., I think the West Coast is probably my favorite place to tour, although we do really well up in the Northeast. And along the East Coast, we do really well. Just, I think it's because it's where we're from and based. But I think, as far as the U.S. goes, I think the West Coast is probably my favorite area to go to.
Have you guys ever thought about doing any music festivals? I guess maybe the mainstreams like the Bonnaroos, the Lollapaloozas. Have you ever thought about tagging along and performing at one of those venues?
Yeah, those festivals are great. I mean, they're very, I think, hard to play at because there's so many people playing.
Right.
And, you know, I think that'll probably happen with time. We've done lots of festivals, just not, you know, those festivals are kind of bigger, but it takes a lot of time, and I think
it does.
Sometimes you have to know the right people, and so yeah, eventually that'd be super cool if we got asked to do one.
Excellent. Now, you guys are based out of Montgomery, New York, originally, and you relocated to Charleston. What was the reason for the relocation?
Well, a couple things. Like I mentioned, Hootie and the Blowfish. They're from the Charleston area, so, or Columbia, South Carolina. But I remember being little, and my brother Sean is always saying he wanted to, when he grew up, he wanted to move to South Carolina to be like Hootie and the Blowfish. And so it was kind of like always sort of there. And then once we got to know those guys, we got to know some more people in the music scene down here. We started touring and just like fell in love with Charleston and decided like we didn't want to go back to New York, and you know, that was pretty much the main reason. But also, you know, we were tired of the cold and snow and stuff. There's
none of that. I hear you on that. When's your next tour coming up? Have you guys started collaborating as far as what you're going to do for the summer? Do you have any places that you're going to go back to Europe? You got some shows lined up?
Yeah, well, we tour in the Northeast beginning of May. We're doing like Boston and New York New York City and the Hudson Valley, New York, where we're from, and and then we'll be back on the road probably late summer because hopefully our record's coming out early fall. So then we'll be back out on the road, and then we are planning a European tour that will probably last a couple months, like late fall into winter.
Gotcha.
So we're kind of in the planning stages for that right now. Yeah,
great. Some touring questions. What are your least favorite things about, you know, being on the road?
I think my least favorite thing is probably just the long drives. I don't really, you'd think by now I would like be okay with being in a van for hours on end, but I'm not. I kind of get like restless, you know, and I just kind of want to
just get
do stuff.
Out of there.
I prefer flying, like any chance to fly somewhere. I jump on that because, you know, I don't sit in the van, but I think that's probably my least favorite thing. And also I think it's interesting, like it's an interesting life to have. So if you're by nature a homebody, it's kind of hard to like, we've been touring for, you know, 9 years. So like I'm still a homebody. Like I really like being home. So I do get like homesick sometimes, but you know, there's that too. It's just kind of like missing being in one place.
Right. Where is your favorite place to eat that you've toured? Where have you gone? You're like, wow, the food here is incredible, exceptional. I got to come back.
That's a really good question. I think Ireland, to be honest. I mean, you wouldn't think so.
Interesting.
But because it's, my dad's Irish, full Irish, and like the food is kind of more plain, but like the staples, like the corned beef and cabbage and stuff, like those are, I don't know, it just felt different being there. So, yeah, I mean, eating a potato there felt, like, special. So, yeah, I think Ireland, sure.
Cool. Staying on the Irish tradition there. Now, where's your least favorite city? Where have you toured? You're just like, I don't think, you know, we can come back here based on, you know, environment, the fans. I'm sure a lot of people have those issues as far as touring goes.
Yeah, I mean, I think I really, and this is nothing against anybody in this city, and I do like the city, but just as a full band, we've had some weird experiences. I think in Indianapolis, Indiana, was kind of a weird place we toured to.
Yeah.
So I'd say probably that place, but I probably should spend more time in the city of Indianapolis, because I think it's actually a really cool city, but maybe just our experiences with our shows just weren't totally great.
Gotcha. How do you feel about Boston?
I love Boston. It's actually one of my favorite cities. We do really well there, and my best friend was in Boston. I have a ton of friends in Boston. I'm actually always there. I kind of go there all the time to visit, so one of my favorite places.
You've played at the House of Blues?
We've not played at the House of Blues. We played at Paradise a couple years ago, Paradise Rock Club, which is really cool.
Meaning to go and, there. That's a cool place, right?
Yeah. It's a super cool place. We're playing at a place, Johnny D's in Somerville. We're playing there on May 8th, I think, for a Friday night, with this band, Antigone Rising, who we've toured with before. They're really good friends of ours. That'll be a cool show.
Wow, that's great. Awesome. So what can we expect from you and the rest of A Fragile Tomorrow in the near future? What, you guys, after you tour, are you going to be working on some new music while you're touring as well, or are you just kind of going to put the studio stuff aside?
Actually, you're just finishing up a new record. Like I said, I think we're going to probably release that in the fall. We just signed to Empress Records, officially signed to them last year. And so, yeah, we're releasing a record. We'll be back on the road. And Sean and I also, my brother Sean and I also teamed up with a producer friend of ours and opened up a recording studio in Savannah, Georgia. So kind of been doing that too at the same time. So, but I think mostly for us as a band, it's getting this record out there and getting on the road to support it.
Well, that's great. Well, Dom, I want to thank you for your time today. I wish you guys the best of luck on the tour. I'm sure you guys are going to kill it, and we look forward to hearing great things from A Fragile Tomorrow, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate it.
Take care.